Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives.
Okay. Y'all, that was Shannon breathing, just by the way. No idea what's going on with her.
Basically, we haven't seen each other in like a little bit longer than normal. And I think we just miss each other right now. And we're a little, you know.
We're happy.
We're like strung out from being moms.
What has it been, like 3 weeks?
It's been a long time.
It's been like 2.5.
I'm going to cry.
I think it's been like 3 weeks.
I needed you guys.
Yeah.
It's been a long few weeks.
Yeah.
I am like mentally and physically drained right now. I feel like
I'm sure you are.
I feel like my brain is in like overstimulation drive and I don't want to talk to anybody or do anything. I just want to sit on my couch and stare at my family, but I don't even want to like really talk to them either.
No. You just want to stare at them.
Yeah, like I want Ace to feed himself. I want Ryder to get herself ready for school and to put herself down. I want Zach to make his own breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Stop. Zach, like, make your own food.
Matter of fact, I'm so tired.
Make my sister some food. What's going on, sir?
He's in the same boat as me. Yeah. We're just looking at
y'all
each
are both
other.
Tired.
We're both tired.
I'm surprised you're not postmating.
No.
I don't ever want to Postmates again in my life.
What happened?
Oh, my God. I was eating Postmates for two weeks.
Oh.
Which is a whole other story that we cannot get into, but one day we will get into
because your
girl needs to vent.
I need to vent.
Okay.
So today we are doing a Q&A. We thought it was a good time to do another Q&A just because, you know, y'all have had a chance to learn a little bit more about all three of us and get a little insight on our upbringings, our parenting styles, you know, our backgrounds and just what we're all about. So we've been getting some interesting questions. It's also, you know, Cheyenne is on Teen Mom OG and there's a new season that's currently airing. I know she got a lot of teen mom questions and
bro, y'all be tripping more than I'm tripping.
The editing is
the editing is atrocious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so that was a lot of the questions. How do you like the editing?
I feel like this is my first season where I'm really like, whoa. Like the editing is just like, whoa.
Really?
But I'm also like, I was really pregnant while I filmed and very like hormonal.
And stressed out. You were starting another business.
I launched a business during at the end of my pregnancy.
And then hopped right into it.
Yeah. And then I was still filming Teen Mom 5 days a week, all day long.
Getting like, tested three times a week.
I hate it. I don't hate Teen Mom. I hate that people watch 5-second clips out of shooting for what, like 6 months, and then you get judged off of like your 5 seconds.
4 minutes.
Right. And of course, they're going to put like your most juiciest 4 minutes all that they got. That whole time that they fumed you, they're going to put like whenever you popped off, whenever you cried, whenever you shit your bed. Like they're putting your worst shit out there because the best shit. Like no one wants to see us just happy all the time, apparently.
Yeah. People were complaining that we were too happy.
Yeah.
Well, so, there you guys have it.
Now it's like,
did they do
like,
good?
Right now like, it's like it. Whoa, you have an attitude. I'm like, doesn't everybody have an attitude?
You're right. And it's when everybody's buttons get pushed.
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently nobody's kids throw tantrums. Apparently nobody gets in an argument with their significant other
or their sibling.
Apparently everybody is perfect throughout their pregnancy. Doesn't have an attitude. Swollen.
She mad, y'all.
Yeah, it's just so frustrating. And then I get a million DMs. I'm about to rant. I get a million DMs.
Go for it.
About how dare you do this. I'm like, first off, that was 5 months ago. If you don't get out of my DM with that message about some shit 5 months ago, talking about, have you apologized to Zach? Have you apologized to your sister? Have you apologized to Corey? Have these Negroes apologized to me? Where's my apology, okay? Where's mine? I don't got an apology for nobody anytime soon. Dude, stop asking me if I've apologized for something that happened 5 months ago.
This is great. This is so funny.
Did you apologize, Kyle?
My thing is, do you guys think that the show is live? It's not live. Like, I get messages.
Not at all.
Like, it's in the flesh live happening in front of their eyes. Last night's episode, Corey left for the challenge. I woke up with so many messages like, hug Ryder for me. I'm like, why? Bro, why?
He's already back, yo.
Hasn't the challenge already, like,
the challenge
aired?
Is airing right aired now.
And they didn't they have...
Girl, I'm like, did something happen? Like,
right.
Ryder, you right. Okay? I'm looking at Ryder like, girl, what'd you do? And then I'm like, people think Corey just left last night. He didn't leave last night.
My eyes twitching.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right,
there you guys go.
I had to rant.
Answered the editing, the Teen Mom questions.
Jesus
you guys,
Christ.
Teen Mom is technically a docuseries, not a reality show. Meaning.
Very much so.
It follows you for months, and then they pick and choose how they want to tie the content together.
However they please.
Yes.
That's up to them, and I understand that's what I signed up for, which is why I don't talk about it online. I really haven't said anything this season about my editing or anything, and people are like, when are you going to address it? And I just... You know, I'm not going to address everything each episode out of my 5-minute clip.
Yeah.
I didn't like this. Like, it is what it is. Like, I know what I signed up for. I'm on a TV show. They're making a show. And that's it. Oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to tell y'all next week to watch the same damn show.
Yeah.
We're on Tuesdays on MTV at 8 o'clock. Okay.
Go watch.
I know I recently said something online, but it wasn't even so much about the editing. It's more so like.
Yes. I love that. Just get out of my life. Who raised you?
Okay. First of all, I'm not a main character at all. Like, the fact I didn't watch the episode, I still haven't seen the episode.
Yeah. If y'all watch this podcast, you guys have already followed. Kyle's like journey and stuff throughout this whole process, because I saw a few people from the podcast if you listen to their podcast you would know what's happening in her life.
It actually really did make me feel good, and it's like, thank you guys for listening and engaging and being there for me, because
your
girl is very pregnant right now, and
I don't have time,
and it's like I'm already in a weirdo state, but it's like, I don't know what it is where I think I was just annoyed because people like think it's cool to be assholes nowadays. Like, people think it's cool to like just be rude and give unsolicited opinions about things that they don't know.
Yes.
And it's like, since when is it okay to be mean? When is it okay to like be a bully?
Or, like, why do you go so deep into certain things? Like, some things just aren't that deep. Like, they're just not supposed to be that deep. I've gotten so many messages that Zach's dad doesn't follow me back on Instagram because of how I treat Zach on the show.
Terry is not a technology person.
Terry is not on his Instagram, and the recent pictures that have been posted by Zach. Like, there's no animosity, there's no beef, there's no nothing, like...
Stop making things up and then running
with them. Not just making them up and leaving them to themselves.
But having
like
a whole story and telling other people about
story.
It.
It's just, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just here to vent for 5 seconds. Yeah. But, you know, my DMs this season have been... they've been a little ruthless. I can't lie.
Some of y'all are mean for no reasons, and y'all have no reason to be like that. Like, it's like, why are you so negative?
They must be hurting inside.
Literally.
So go work on yourself.
Like, no, we're not sitting here looking at your page talking about, ooh, you funny looking, or ooh, worse. People are always like, your kids must not have a dad because you don't post pictures of them. I know married people who don't have pictures of their entire family. Does that mean they don't love their family? No. Like, it's just everyone uses social media differently.
I try not to read it. I tell you not to read it, but I can't lie. Sometimes I get stuck in that 4 a.m. rabbit hole.
Yes.
Somebody sent me, this is my last thing I'm going to say, and then we can get into something else. Somebody sent me this DM the other day, and I read it, and I went and said, you motherfucking bitch. Okay. They said.
By the way, you guys, Papa Kyle is here.
And he's just standing eating snacks watching us. Looking at his head. Let me tell you what this person DM'd me. And it was like a whole long paragraph about how, basically, to sum it up, I'm not losing weight right now, and I'm not putting in the work to lose weight right now because I'm about to get pregnant, and we're trying to get pregnant right now, but it's not happening for me, which means I'm overeating even more.
And that is why I apparently am the size that I am.
Oh my God, that person had way too much time.
I said, okay, so let me dissect this. I'm big, but I'm extra big because I'm not getting pregnant. I was like, wait, huh? That's a lie. Do you get pregnant easier when you're bigger? No, I'm eating more because I'm upset that I'm not getting pregnant. That's how deep it went. Yes.
Oh, you're upset.
Yes. Because apparently we're trying to have get pregnant right now.
Yeah, if you only knew.
Even though I just popped one out. Okay, this cooter cat is on recall, all right? This is not popping out nothing soon.
Not on recall.
Yes.
I was thinking like on hold.
No, pause. She said this
cooter cat is layaway.
No. Friggin' recall. I'm like, dang, so you told me I'm big, but I'm extra big because I'm eating more because I'm not getting pregnant when I'm trying to be pregnant. I'm like, dang, so you're in my fridge, you're on my couch, and in my bed with me. I didn't know. Oh, all right, I'm done. I'm done with my rant. I'm done with my social media rant.
Well, one of my most favorite comments that I've seen lately, someone said, these girls sure are content. for having babies by different daddies and no rings. And somebody was like, actually, Kyle's boys are by the same father. And their response was, wow, impressive. And I was just like,
and I got a ring, so fuck you. Yeah.
I got a ring.
I told myself I wasn't going to curse on today's podcast, but I'm just angry. I'm angry. Extra moody. Oh. They're going to clip this and say, look at her. She curses on her podcast and she's mean.
How unladylike.
Oh my God.
She was coming for Zach. Then she came for her sister. She went for Corey. Now she's coming for us.
Yeah. Right. I'm looking at my questions and I'm going to answer something else.
Yes.
Something else.
Oh my God.
Shannon, answer one of your questions.
Let's see.
Nah, let's play this game. I'm a pick. She was about to find something she was real comfortable answering.
First of all, one of the questions I got was, who's the bossiest of all of us? And Cheyenne had the nerve to say me, but right now, it sure does look like her.
It's you. That was passive aggressive. It's definitely you.
Whatever.
But it's okay. It's a good bossy.
See, Shannon agrees with me that it's Kyle. No.
Sometimes no, I have to take the reins.
But she takes the reins. Because me, I don't know. For me, I'm very just like...
Y'all be chilling sometimes.
And yeah.
And I'm like, you guys,
you were on it this morning. You said, we not.
Okay, I have a funny one and then I have a serious one. Which one do you want first?
Serious.
Damn it. Choose the funny one.
Funny one.
All right, great. Back up, Kyle.
Bossy.
During Let's Talk About Sex episode, Shy gave you homework. Did you do it? And what are your current thoughts?
You guys, I didn't do the homework. I didn't. I'm really lame. I know. Very disappointing. I've gotten actually some questions. People have asked me periodically, like, have you masturbated yet? Shannon?
If somebody would like to slide in their DMs and they just don't know how, or slide into Shannon's DMs or touch her and you just don't know what approach to take.
What?
No, like if somebody wants to slide in Shannon's DMs.
If they want to touch me.
Touch her. She's trying to learn how to touch herself.
What?
I was going to say.
I haven't done my homework. I haven't actually looked in a sex store's window. It was closed. I would have gone in.
Do we need to take a field trip?
Maybe. I want to go to the one in Hollywood. What is it? The treasure chest?
Okay.
Oh.
You guys, but I do have like stuff. I have like whips. I have stuff like that.
But you won't touch yourself.
But I won't touch myself. No.
So back to my thing. If you would like to touch Shannon.
No. Shannon doesn't have a problem with other people touching her. She has a problem with touching herself.
But I will take sexy photos. I don't know.
Oh, we know. Remember you showed us one day when we were filming? Okay, here's a serious question.
Okay.
Do you think having Parker at a young age stopped you from living your 20s to the fullest?
I had Parker when I was, 26? Was I 26? Maybe. I was pregnant at 26, 27.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I lost my 20s. I think I've mentioned it before. After I had Parker, I was really depressed and just really lost myself. So I think I lost maybe 3 years of my life of just being in a, like, I don't know, in a tunnel, in an outer space. I don't know where I was, but I wasn't myself. I lost one of my best friends
in the tunnel or outer space.
I don't know where the hell I was.
She basically said in Mars or in the alley. Like, what?
I don't know where the hell I was, but I lost three years. I feel like I lost 3 years of my life. So leading up to my 30s, I lost a couple of years, but if I were to do it again, I think I know what to do now. I know how to get myself out of that hole. So I don't think having Parker at a young age, I don't think I was too young. I wouldn't say I was. I don't think
it didn't stop me from like
it didn't stop living. Me from living. Yeah. I definitely still worked. I definitely Had great support from my parents to push me to do things. So, and I had amazing friends that were always in my face, even if I didn't want them to.
I was gonna say, you also had like a full life before
motherhood. I had a full life before motherhood, but you know, things stop and you just have to kind of wiggle back to them.
Mm-hmm. Things happen.
I like that one. Who wants to go next?
Let's see. Let's pull. Should we look at on the actual ThinkLoud crew page?
Did you do any questions on your personal page?
I did. Do you want to see mine and pick something? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Give us your phone so we could pick one
for you. Dad, what do you want?
You want more snacks?
No, he would like. Papa Floyd is here, y'all.
I just want to say, ain't nobody had a full life.
Okay.
Get out.
The fullest life we could live so far.
It's not your turn no more.
Just kidding.
Let me see.
Oh my gosh. If y'all hear some rustling paper, that's Papa Floyd over here eating cheese and crackers. Talking about y'all ain't lived no life.
Okay, I like this one. How did you pick your children's names?
Ooh. So my kids' names are Boz and Reese.
I got a lot of comments on my YouTube, like, why is she spelling Reese like this?
Okay, I'll start off with that one.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
So my mom's my dad's like, yeah, what the hell is
that? I had
shit?
A few people call me like, is it Rise? What is it?
It's Reese.
No, it's Reese. And it's funny because in some parts of the country, like, that's just, you know, when people are like, how do you pronounce this? I'm like, you pronounce it like Reese.
What parts of the country do they have?
It's like a that? More of like a European. It's like a Welsh name. But
Welsh name.
My mom's
a look at my dad's Welsh face. Name.
What? My mom, hold on. My mom's maiden name is Reese, spelled R-E-E-S-E.
How she should spell it.
But she is kind of like, there's a little disconnect with that side of the family. So for me, it was more so like an ode to my mom versus like an ode to the family in that sense.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I just feel like I pull
and
a lot
you put
of
your twist
from,
on it.
Yeah, I put my twist on it, and I like four letter names. I like I like four letter names.
So are all your kids gonna have four letter names? I'm giving you more kids.
Yeah, I'm gonna have more kids.
Are they all gonna have four letter names?
I mean, my mom has something cool. Me, my brother, and our last name all end in A-N.
Yeah, like some parents have
Steve-Ann.
Steve-Ann.
Shannon. Evan. Kablian. A-N. I mean, my mom was really thinking.
Yeah, she was on it. Kyle, are all your kids going to have four-letter names?
Possibly. Like the girl names I have in my head, they're
four letters.
Yeah, except for one.
I was going to say, one is not.
Yeah.
And if you don't name your daughter that, I'm going to feel
what
disrespected.
Is it?
If I don't name my daughter Tiger. Shannon just whispered, Tiger. It was so quiet, I don't even think the mic picked it up. But yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I just burped.
Where'd you get Boz? Yeah.
Oh, Boz. So I always really liked the name Sebastian. But when I was younger, I was like, ain't no man gonna let me name my son Sebastian. And so when we got a dog, I named my dog Sebastian. And I still really, really love the name.
You named Boz after
and
dog.
I was like, I was looking at names one day and it was like a nickname for Sebastian. I was like, oh, that kind of works. And then I was looking at the definition and it means falcon. And I really like what falcons
on camera. Sorry.
I really like what the name meant and like what falcons represent. And I love like animal names.
So, I like that.
Yeah.
That why'd you name Ryder Ryder?
I've always had my kids' names in my, like, since I
in
was in,
head?
Like, eighth grade, yeah.
Yeah. And
that was one of your top ones?
Yeah, it was always Ryder.
It was always Ryder.
It was.
It was Ryder and Naomi Lynn.
It was Ryder and Naomi Lynn.
But a lot of Cheyenne's friends were like, Naomi Lynn sounds like a hoe, so don't name your daughter that.
People really didn't like that name, apparently, at that time. I was very
sounds
upset.
Sounds like a stripper's name.
No, it doesn't.
Naomi Lynn.
It does not.
There she goes.
No.
There she goes.
All right, Kylan. Here's your second question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's a quick, easy one. Have you and your sister ever fought over a boy?
No.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
All
we
right.
We have very different
totally tastes. Different tastes. Very I even had to think about that. I'm like,
No.
Oh.
not the laugh.
Sorry, guys. How do you handle tantrums and meltdowns with the kids?
Oh, it varies from meltdown to meltdown. Because sometimes the meltdowns are like really silly where it's like, Mom, I want chips. And then it's like, Boss, you can't have any chips because you already had two bags of chips. And like you just have sometimes I just have to let him cry and have his moment. Mm-hmm. Or there's times where I'm like, kid, go sit in the chair. I have a.
Does he actually sit in the chair?
Yeah. Put him in the chair? He'll go sit in the chair. He'll walk to the chair. He'll stomp off. And he sits in the chair. And like, there has been times where I'm like, I can't deal with it right now. Because I don't know what to do. And then there's times where I'm like, okay, go sit in the chair and go breathe. Like, I've been trying to be really big on like, breathe it out. Like, mm-hmm. breathe it out. Like, stop crying. There's no need to cry. Like, let's talk about it. And then there's times where, like, the tantrum is so silly and it's like, whoa, you're just tired, kid, and I can't kind of help.
Right, you can't help them.
But it's like sometimes I just, you know, you let out a little giggle, a little chuckle, and you're like, bro, come on.
Get it together.
Get it together.
I can't help but laugh at some of the tantrums. They're out of control.
I've had to take advice from my dad on the tantrums. Like, my dad, there's times where they'll be at his house and, like, the kids will cry. Mm-hmm. And he says, go in the other room. And
he's created a cry room.
He has a cry room, basically.
I tried.
And he's like, go get yourself together. And then when you're ready to come talk, like, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's, it depends on what's going on. But it's kind of cool because there's moments where Boz will start crying. And then I see him, he goes,
Ryder will be in the background talking about breathe, Boz.
Parker's
tantrums are he likes to repeat what he like whatever is going on. Like if you want something, mm-hmm. he'll repeat it. I'm like, okay, how can we resolve this mm-hmm. without like if he wants to, like we had a really big meltdown of like watching TV after he just watched a whole shitload of TV. I'm like, dude, we're going to sit down.
We're done.
We're done. We're going to read a book, take a shower, and chill out. You have school tomorrow. And he's like, hey, I want to watch TV like 50 times. And I'm at home by myself with him. Sometimes I just have to walk away. I'm like, dude, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm horrible, y'all. Because our apartment is so... I feel like our walls are so thin that you can hear everything. So I'm like, all right, you want them to take you away from me? So hell no, Shannon.
He's like, no, Mommy.
Aww, my poor baby.
Because
he'll be screaming and then he gets mad and aggressive. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like,
yeah, there's times
you better
where...
not. And I'm like, bro. I'm about to knock you out in two seconds after he stops crying
and he like gets it together. He'll come up to me. He'll be like, I'm not your friend, Mom.
Whoa, I love him, but he tells me I'm not his friend.
He goes, I'm not your friend.
I'm not your friend either.
He says, I'm not your friend. I don't love you today. And I'm like, no.
Parker always says he's sorry.
I'm sorry, Mom. Oh, yeah. When Boz does something that he knows he did.
I make sure he knows what he's saying he's sorry for before.
Yep.
I'm like, do you know what you're sorry for? Yes, because I... Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're good. Now we can sit down and have a real conversation. Because now you're not out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll just cry it out and go to sleep to his little meditation lady.
Oh, yeah. So at night, I play like sleep music. And
I was about to say, who's his meditation lady?
I have the best. He can't
send
now.
Her to
he
me.
Can't sleep without it. It's literally this lady, and she'll set the kid up and tell them to breathe and like lay. She'll like say, lay down into a safe place you want to sleep, and then she'll talk about take a deep breath in and take a deep breath out, and she'll say that twice, and then she'll set like this whole scenery of like. Going on this boat and seeing your happy place and all these different things. Because Parker's thing before he goes to sleep is, Mom, tell me what to dream about.
Aww.
And so I'll tell him what to dream about. Like, dream about candy. Dream about a puppy that you want or whatever. But then he'll sleep to the meditation lady and he knocks out within like 5 minutes.
Can you send her to me?
Yeah, I want her to. Because now, like before, Boz used to be like, what are these sounds? And I'll play like binaural beats
or I'll play sleep music, but he doesn't like that.
But it's cute because now, like lately, when he eats his dinner, we'll put on like TV for like 30 minutes. And then after that, that's it for the night. And then we do bath time, we brush our teeth, we tell each other, like, well, lately I've like started doing this thing where it's like, you know, tell me your three favorite parts of the day, and I'll tell you my favorite three parts of the day.
That's cute.
And then my mom and Dave are really good. So my mom and Dave had the kids for 2 weeks. And they were really good about like nighttime routine and establishing that nighttime routine. And like they read every night and then the kids go to sleep. Usually Ryder and Dave would knock out first and Dave would be sitting there looking at my mom talking about, I'm not tired yet.
You mean Boz?
I mean, yeah, Boz, sorry. Boz would tell my mom like
awkward. Right.
I'm like, where were the kids? This story just went left. No.
And then Boz would be looking at my mom talking about, I'm still not tired. Like, hey grandma, I'm still awake. So and that's why like I play our sleep music, because it usually does help. Boz was on this whole kick of, I don't want to go to sleep. I don't want to go to sleep. I want to stay awake and talk to you, mom. And I was like, no, okay, we're going to sleep. We had already read our book and everything. And he started crying, and while he's crying, he goes, play the sleep music. And it made me feel so good.
Aww, I was like, because he likes it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is like our little nighttime routine is starting
developing.
It's developing. It always feels good when it develops. Because when it first starts, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and he knew which one he wanted. He said, can you play the one with the stars? Like, because there's pictures. And he was like, play the one with the stars in the sky. And I was like, I got you, kid. And then he went to sleep, and it was great.
Bless you.
Okay, I think we should take a little quick break, and then we're going to jump into some questions with Cheyenne.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com.
Oh, sorry. And now we are
found one.
Back. What?
We've gotten a few questions asking if Shannon's ever done my hair or Kyle's hair.
Yes, I have, yes. You guys.
She's done my hair a few times.
And you've guys seen it.
Yeah, she's cut and colored my hair multiple times, where we've cut and done, or colored and done one solid color, and we've cut and colored like
a couple of times. She was brave in the beginning of my career. Let me cut her hair before. Mm-hmm. I've done Cheyenne's hair.
Brave.
Huh?
You said brave.
It was brave.
Do you want to find
it
one?
It was brave.
Don't make that face, Missy.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I saw a really cool question. I don't know if it's in here, but it had to do with friendship. Yeah, but I feel like it would be great to hear it's from Cheyenne, because Cheyenne, to me, has always been really good with her friendships.
It was under our post.
Maintaining friendships, developing friends, and, like, you know, I've learned a lot from Cheyenne in terms of how to be a better friend. So, Cheyenne, do you have any advice? Please don't die.
Sorry.
Have any advice on how to have a healthy friendship, or like how to maintain a good friendship?
I feel like friendships are damn near like a relationship, like with the partner. Like you have to put in the same kind of work almost, but it shouldn't take that much work. Like friendships to me should come easy to where I have friends that I can talk to every day, and I have friends that I don't have to talk to every day. I mean, I can talk to them once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, and still know like we are friends, you know? Mm-hmm. But I have learned throughout the years that within friendships, especially if it's like a group, you all talk. Like, I can talk about Kyle to Shannon. Shannon can talk about me to Kyle. Mm-hmm. Shannon and I can talk about Kyle. Like, it gets like that. But what I've always realized is within that, it's not talking about the person in, like, a malicious way. Mm-hmm. But every friendship is allowed to have some type of opinions about, you know, the other person, something that they're doing. And I've had to learn, like, it's not malicious. It's just, it's not talking behind somebody's back. It's just... you're talking, like, it's just what it is. And I think once I really learned that about friends, then it helped me to understand friendships a little bit better, and also like realizing that there's no secrets within friendships. So I'm not gonna vent to Shannon about something with Kyle and not expect Shannon to say something to Kyle, even if it's not like, hey, this is what Cheyenne said, but maybe on like a down low, like, hey, maybe next time, like, we can try doing it this way. I just think it might work better or something. So, like, I kind of realized like that transparency really early within friendships. Other than that, I just feel like you should always be like honest with your friends. If they're really your friend, you should be able to be honest with them and be open with them.
Talk about them. And it's like there's a layer of accountability.
Yeah, like, not when you're talking with each
other. It's you guys are holding each other accountable to you know, your goals, your morals, your, you know, what's going on in your life. And it's they're there to check you. And it's like if you don't allow them to check you,
then it's like, what is the point of being your friend?
Because essentially you want to grow together and
your friends
mature.
Love you.
And you can grow out of friendships.
Yes.
You can grow out of them. And I had to realize that also.
And it's okay to grow out of relationships. That just means that they're probably not where you are, and you're growing up, and you guys see things differently.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's not a bad thing to acknowledge. Like, we're cool. We're friends. It's no, like, beef. It's no negativity. But, like, we're just going down two different roads right now. And for me to get to where I need to go, I might just have to separate or distance myself from the other person.
And sometimes you can come back. And I went through that with one of my really, really close friends. And it was during the time that I was going through postpartum, and I took a lot out on her, which I shouldn't have. But then we took a break, and we literally came back like weeks before her wedding. It was really interesting, but it just meshed right back where we started, and we talked about it, and you know, now it's under the rug. But friendships, like you said.
Damn, who was that?
It was Brianna, actually.
I didn't know you guys fell out.
We fell out for a year. We fell out. It was really weird. One day she hit me up and was like, she was like, Noah, you're so messed up. Like this, and this. She was like, don't ever have my name in your mouth. Like a whole bunch. Don't ever have my name in your mouth. Like a whole bunch of stuff. And I was so confused and so hurt. So hurt because I don't know what she was talking about. To this day, I don't know what she's talking about. And it was for a year.
You said to this day.
I'm like, damn, Shannon, what did you do to her?
But you
In
know
other
what?
Words, no, they no, were no, able to come back together yeah. without like.
But it was interesting at her. It was at
back
her
into the past.
Bachelorette party. I can't say that word. But her friend came up to me and said sorry to me. She's like, I was the reason because she put words in. She said something to her to make her feel a certain way. But yeah, just to say, like, you guys, if you fall out with somebody, you can always come back. But you just have to see growth and other things because you would have never known that we have fallen.
I would have never known that.
But
thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and that's another thing.
Friendships are important.
They are important.
You have to really just, and you have to, if you love that person and you know that, you know, they need to be in part of your life, you can fight for them. But if it's not meant to be, then it's not meant to be.
That's super real.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's sometimes you and your friends don't necessarily mature at the same time.
Exactly.
And you don't have the same, like, you guys weren't raised the same. You don't have the same, you know. You don't always have the same lessons learned under your belt, and it's a process. Like, you have to really want to put the effort into it. That's something that I've learned.
She told me later on, she was like, you know, I think it would have helped if I would have known where you were in that space, like what you were going through, like what postpartum was. She was like, if I would have understood what, like, how depressed and what postpartum was, I would have probably understood you a little bit more. She was like, I was just so confused of like what kind of person you were being.
Because sometimes you don't even know
what your friend's
really going through. And it's like, there's times where you may not know how to ask, or you ask, but like, we as friends are sometimes like, oh, I don't want to burden you with my stuff.
Exactly. So, but it's okay because friends are there.
Yeah. I think,
like, I learned with Kyle the
I was going to say, I feel like we've really had learned a moment, with each other.
I had a moment when you guys were gone. I was not in an okay place. And Kyle, I sent Kyle a voice message. She said, girl, you okay?
And Shannon said, and I was so happy because Shannon said no. And at that moment, I was like, hell yeah, I get to be a friend right now. And like,
how'd she do?
Amazing. She literally was on the phone with me for an hour.
I'm proud of you, Kyle. We've been working on her friendship skills for a long time.
I just want you guys to know that I'm really, really slacking in the friend department for a long time.
I've been getting on her ass forever about the friendship.
No, I appreciate it, too. I was like, oh, thanks, Kyle, because I was about to get off the phone, and she was just like, and then she just whopping me up on the toilet. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Shannon was going with me everywhere that morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, because I know what it feels like. Like, for me, I feel like I've been, like, a loner in a lot of different situations where I've had to, like, figure things out on my own. So it's like I haven't necessarily had those friends to call on.
Yeah.
And life is hard.
Mm-hmm. Like, you need your solid friends.
You need friends. You need people that you can count on. So that's something that I've really put, like, I feel in the last few years, I've really put, like, effort
into. The last few years?
Hey, it's been a long process. It's been a process. It's not going to happen overnight.
Are you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying, maybe, like, you've really put the effort in, like, I'd say like
now.
Well, now it's like the results are here.
I would say like the last year I have seen you now do the effort.
It, yeah, but it took a lot for me to
even want to do the effort.
Yes.
Like I know because anytime we would argue, I'd be like, that's why you ain't got no friends.
And I'd be like, well, I don't want any.
I don't want friends. And then 10 minutes later, I don't have any friends. I'm like, okay, what?
Make up your mind. Call me sometime. Come get your friends.
Oh, I'd be trying to, I'm like, I'm going to help you. I like this question. It has nothing to do with us, but I just don't like it. Maybe we can help her out. I recently got out of a 5.5-year relationship, and I'm finally feeling okay. Any advice? Go out and get some, girl. Get some new, because you were working with the same thing for five. No, I'm just kidding. That's not my advice.
I mean, I could.
Like, no. But is sex the answer? Go?
No, it's no. not.
Like, I said I was kidding. Boo, boring.
Oh. After 5 years, I would say...
get some new friends, because if they were there for you, though, those 5 years, they might not be the ones. No.
Oh, my God. Our advice is terrible today. Basically, get some and get some new friends. Oh, and a hobby.
Take the journey of loving yourself.
Yeah. Spend time with yourself.
Good job, Shannon. Good job.
Thanks. But, yeah, take some time to, I don't know.
Be with yourself.
Be with yourself and
learn who you are outside of a
masturbate.
Relationship. Go
masturbate.
Oh.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, y'all, if Shannon becomes the poster child for masturbation,
we need a sex sponsor.
I like what Shannon was on the road to saying. I don't know what happened at the end, but she was doing so good in the beginning.
Isn't that a part of loving yourself?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
But maybe, okay, anyway. I think you dive back into who you are. Yeah. Because 5 years is a long time.
That's a long time.
You grew over those 5 years. So you have to realize who you are now and then where you want to go. And who you want in your space right now.
Yes, that's so important. I like
who's
that.
Who's in your space?
Who's in your space is very important.
Because you probably got mutual friends with your partner or your ex-partner. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you need to separate yourself from all of that to be able to really be okay? Like, this is one of those times where you put yourself first. 5.5 years is a long time.
Also protect your energy, because I'm sure you're going to get a lot of opinions about why you guys broke up or hear from your friends.
Yeah, don't listen to the noise.
Or girl, you need to do this. Or girl, you need to do that. But don't listen to the noise, because that will make it harder for you to regroup yourself, start loving yourself again. Just don't listen to the noise.
Yeah. I agree.
But maybe, I like that. Just really get into yourself, learn who you are outside of a relationship, and like see what you want.
Go treat yourself to a spa day. Go literally treat yourself to little things that you didn't do during your relationship.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's real.
Go get your hair done, nails.
Be cute all the time for yourself. For yourself. Dun, 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 dun. Someone also said, more of a comment, R and Shannon should do a dating show.
Oh, I got that one too.
We should do a dating, really?
Maybe I'll set up like a speed dating for them.
You know, give me like 6 months, y'all.
I want a date so bad.
Yeah.
I even told Parker's dad. I said,
I told you. Well, it's nice you guys can have that conversation.
Kind of. Yeah. He just kept looking at me. He said,
So it wasn't much of a conversation.
It wasn't a conversation. I just told him, I said, I don't like being alone. I'm ready. I don't know what I was trying to tell him, but he just kept looking at me like, Maybe I tell him too much sometimes.
Like, I really enjoy companionship.
It's nice. I think I've been single for... I don't know how long I've been single, but, you know, it's nice to have somebody to count on or just bring you food, like,
hey,
or ask
how are you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a man's voice, a man's touch.
Here's a good one.
Nice.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
You're nice.
How do you keep your mental health in check while dealing with everything that's on your plate? And I feel like that's a question that we can all answer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we all deal with, you know,
mental health
differently in different ways. Ooh. Shine just had a really nice yawn and stretch.
Didn't have to know that. I do feel good. Like,
she
even
closed her eye. She looked like she was taking a second like for her mental ace. Health. Right.
Why was
there.
I about to say that? You're like little ace.
Like ace.
Oh, I love Ace's stretches. Yeah. When he first comes out of his little snoo.
Out of the snoo. All right. Like, how do you handle your mental health and when things are on your plate?
I have a therapist who I talk to every Saturday. And
shout out to her.
Shout out to Cheryl. I honestly feel like Cheryl's like one of my friends.
Girl. You pay that woman.
I know I do. I really know I do.
You want to pay me? I can
take your calls every Saturday. I can be Cheryl too. That part. I take insurance.
I'm a friend.
Shoot.
No, I really appreciate her. She's really helped me throughout this. Pregnancy especially, but other than that, I do a lot of like self-care. So like my skincare, like doing time for like my skincare is really important to me, because it's just like me nourishing and like replenishing like myself. And cooking is like a therapy for me, because y'all, I can't deal with Cheyenne right now. So normally our mics are like, can I say they're holstered on these like little
we have
pods.
Mic stands.
I should mic stands. Feel like it. But Cheyenne just leaned back and like took her mic off like she was about to like drop a hot 16 or something. She's also wearing a hat, and it's just like,
okay, get off me. Go back to your mental health. Leave me alone.
I think I really miss spending time with you guys. So.
Oh yeah, God. That's why we keep juggling.
Okay. How do you deal with your mental health?
Yeah, Cheyenne, how do you deal with your mental health?
I'm honestly still trying to figure that out.
That's okay.
I think...
Sorry, I feel like me and Kyle were your therapist.
Right. That's
okay. The way we both looked at her, shook our heads.
I think, I don't know, like, I'm still working on, like, figuring out what I can do for
Okay, y'all really need to tune into the YouTube for this, because Cheyenne is now leaning back and the mic is sitting on her chest.
It just tired. Fits. I'm tired and it fits. I think, like, for me, sometimes I have to know, like, when to put my phone down or when to just be like, today I'm not about to do anything but watch Netflix. Like, that helps my mental health. Or just, like, acknowledging that I'm going through a lot helps me.
And saying it's okay.
Yeah, like, understanding that I'm not okay. But, like, acknowledging, like, okay, I'll be okay at the end. Like, having to, like, what is it? Like, daily affirmations, basically. Yeah, yeah. Like, having to, like, go and talk to myself, which I do all the time.
Like, Zach Issa Rae?
Yeah, Zach will be knocking on the door, and I'm like, leave me alone. He's like, well, who are you talking to? And I'm like, me. It's just me in here.
I have those
So, moments. Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm still working on it. So, I'm going to come back to y'all when I figure out what's working good.
I also feel like, you may not look at it as like you're taking or addressing your mental health, but there's times where you definitely, you know, you sneak away and you do you. And it's like sometimes you need to just break away from.
I used to do that,
you know,
before I had Ace. But life. I think like being able to sneak away and do me just hasn't happened recently. Probably because I'm
trying to figure it out.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out, like, I conquered it with Ryder, but Ryder's four. Like, it's taken me four years to figure that out.
Now it's another one. Yeah. You have two.
Right.
You have to
Ace is 4 months. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's 4 months now. How I deal with mental health, going through times. I try to run it out. Sometimes I feel like I was really good at it before. I think I've been slacking, but there was a part of time where I would just do a lot of yoga and Pilates and stuff like that. And I feel like that really helped me mentally just get things going. And then I would start my day. And just breaking away from Parker for that amount of time to do yoga and come back in just a better mindset. Recently, I haven't been so good. I think I have to regroup and repractice of my mental health because I had the breakdown not too long ago, and I think I let things build up, and then I can't take it no more. So I think I've been thinking about it recently of like how my schedule can be better so my mental health doesn't just always feel like it's on just. On
overdrive.
On overdrive. Just
drive. That's what I meant.
I know.
I said overdrive. It could feel like that too.
Right. So yeah, I think like, it's just it gets overwhelming. Life, being a mom, being a single mom, feeling like you're doing everything by yourself. So sometimes you just have to kind of regroup yourself and just like I think like Cheyenne said, then just talk to yourself and tell yourself, you know what? I'm here. I'm not okay. And this is how we're going to deal with it today. Yeah.
I do a lot of journaling, too. I write it out.
I wish I could write it out.
I have to release it. So I have this thing. It's called a release, replenish, respect. And so for me, it's like I release my emotions. I release my thoughts. So that could be like, you know, and it's not just the negative, but it's positive, too. Because sometimes you could be so overwhelmed with, like, your accomplishments, I feel, at times. Yes. And you're like, okay, like, you know, you don't want to just be on this high. So it's like you have to like literally like
come down.
You have to come down. And that's exactly. Yeah, it was perfect. And then replenish. So replenish is me like replenishing my spirit. So like after I've like released all this energy or these thoughts or these feelings, I replenish. So like that might be me burning something, might be me praying more, me cooking myself a home cooked meal, me saying, hey, mom, I need help. Hey, Shy, I need help. Hey, Shannon, like,
yeah,
be my friend. Where it's like me literally doing something take care of myself in a way that I can't do myself. And then respect is like my mental mastery. So it's like me acknowledging all sides of like my mental health. And it's not just mental health, it's your spiritual health, your physical health, you know, your health of your mind and like, you know, actions of responsibility. So it's like it's an ever going cycle.
It is.
And it's exhausting, and I don't feel like it ever stops.
I don't think it does.
So but I think I saw a question like, how do you catch it, or how do you deal like catch before you hit that break? Mm-hmm. I think not letting yourself build it up as much and then breaking, because I feel like I feel like when mine gets to that point, I start being really snippy and really short. And I find myself being really short with like Parker or really short with my parents when they're asking me a question. And I'm like, I just block people out.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to let people in who are trying to help. Even if you're not that type of person, I'm really bad at communicating, especially with my parents. Even though they're the most amazing, helpful people, it's very hard for me to communicate with them. Like, oh, I need you guys to, you know, back off or just take Parker and don't ask me questions. Yeah. So
you can have those days, you know, that's just a part of life, but it's
mental health figures
out something that works for you and learn how to incorporate it into your lifestyle
on a daily.
You have to be consistent with it.
Yeah.
And it's even if it feels mundane at times, like, why am I still doing this? It's because it's good for you.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's so many different things that you could do. Like when I journal, sometimes it's not like, let me just write about what's going on today, but like I'll literally Google like different prompts, like different things to write about. And it could be something super random. Like, one of the questions that we got is, like, what is a dream vacation of yours? Mm-hmm. It's not even like, you know, let me write about my day, but maybe let me take my mind off of what's going on. So
just write where you want to go.
Like, yeah, let me describe this. And then that may set off this whole idea of, oh, let me work towards this. And, like, let me actually start to, like, you know, set out plans or...
I mean, yeah, I was saying, in my head, I was saying yes. It just came out really odd. Sorry. Yeah, I was trying to agree, like,
It's okay, Shia.
I don't know why it didn't work.
I'm learning how to be very, very fluent in the sounds of Cheyenne. And sometimes people might be like, ooh, Cheyenne's being mean. And I'm like, no, that's actually a good sound. No, that's actually really nice.
In my head, it was like, I was agreeing, but it just came out.
Cheyenne saw herself on the beach just now and was like,
I swear I was agreeing, and then I don't know what happened when
that's awesome. Yeah. Okay. I actually went to go get a massage the other day.
Ooh.
I feel like people think massages are really expensive, but if you look around, literally got a 60-minute massage for $50.
You can go on Groupon.
Yo! Go on Groupon, get their Groupon price,
yes.
And then tell the little massage people, I want the Groupon price, and they'll do it.
Yeah. I remember one of my friends was like, girl, why are you spending all that money when you go there? Go to Groupon, it's half off. And I was like, the fuck?
That's what I did the other day.
I feel cheated.
I got a back scrub.
Love it.
A hot stone massage.
Ooh, that's my shit.
And a massage.
Yes.
It was, ooh, they were all up in my booty hole, too.
Oh, my God. How did we get there?
Shannon won't masturbate, but.
She's going to let some random
lady was in her booty hole.
They were not
her
booty. No, they were not in my booty hole. But the little ladies
booty hole.
But the little ladies hop on the bed, and they're like.
Oh, yeah.
They were in there.
They were in there.
Oh, that's a good massage.
They were in there.
I got this question about three times.
What is it?
How many more kids do we all want to have?
Ooh.
I would like to have one more.
Okay, Kyle.
You know what? Let's see what happens when I get married, y'all.
What does that mean?
I want more children, but, like, you know, I could be like, oh, I want four kids, but what if my husband wants six?
What if he doesn't want any?
He's not my man. Or he'll just be there to support me and help me, like, be an involved person with my children. He needs to be open to children.
I thought you were about to say. I'm saying, like, what if he's like, we got two. We have the two boys.
One of the questions that we also got was, like, would you adopt? I know Cheyenne has talked about adoption in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm open to fostering to adopt as well. So, like, if we don't have to physically have children, but, like, I think, like, mentoring or, like, being available to other children is important.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, you know, I would kind of put that out there as my compromise.
Got it.
Yeah.
How many more kids do you want?
We'll probably have one more. I feel like I'd be lying to myself saying we're done. I just know we're probably going to have one more. Yeah, but I'm good with, like, that's it, and then... When the kids get a little bit older.
Then maybe. What's older? How old is Ryder? Yeah.
If we had another one, it would probably happen, like, right after.
You guys
the
wedding?
Right after the wedding,
That's
what
I'm about to say.
And then we decided to foster or to adopt, that would happen when the youngest is a little bit older.
Maybe high school older?
Yeah, or, like, older, like, eighth grade type. Age just so that Zach and I are a little bit older and look like a little bit older. I feel like right now if we tried to bring in a teenager, they're gonna be like, lady, you look like me.
Yeah,
so
right,
it just, you know, I gotta get my mom face
together. I like
together.
How you said a teenager, because
I don't think you ever get your mom face together. I feel like we all look so young.
I feel like if I try to foster or adopt a teen now, I don't think they would let me.
Not even they let you. It's the teen would be like, lady,
you're my age.
Right. So I'm just going to wait until we're a little bit older and more mature.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good question. How are all the kids doing in school right now?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten that question.
All three of our babies are going to school.
Which I love. I have a whole new sense of freedom during the day.
Yeah, school's the best.
I love school. I was so sad when there was no school.
I have so much respect for parents who homeschool or teach their kids.
So much respect.
I did not have the patience for that. Yeah. I would be the first one to tell you it was not for me.
I respect those parents so much.
Me and my kid.
I have multiple kids too homeschooling.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a lot.
But for Ryder, she loves school. She's never had like any like attachment things or problems, not problems, but like attachment to me really.
Yeah.
She's very independent. She's been independent from day one. If you go back on her page and look at like old ballet videos when she was just walking, like she walks me to the door to exit the classroom where parents are supposed to like stay in the room. She would make me watch from the window.
Go outside.
Yes. So Ryder's always had this really, really like extreme independence to her. So I was not worried about her starting pre-K. She didn't look back. She still doesn't look back. Today the teacher had to remind her to say bye to her mom. And she looked at me like, why are you still standing there? So
she's like, bye.
Yeah. She really, really enjoys it. So I started doing like extra activities for her after school because I noticed when I would pick her up, she wouldn't be ready to go. So school is from 8:45 to 1:45. So now she does two extra courses after school twice a week that keep her there until 3 o'clock. And she is so happy with the 3 o'clock time.
Yeah.
Like, way happier than when I pick her up at 1:45. It's like, she's like, I just got in my
group.
She
just got it, yeah. She and I got there.
She's doing one of the classes is science, which she loves. Because even before she started at school, she
makes science.
Does science projects at the house. I love it. And so now that she's in science, she's like, yesterday, I went to go pick her from school. And she had, like, her science project. She said, Auntie, look what I made today.
Aww.
This happened in science class. And I was like, that is so cool, Ryder. And she's like, but you're not looking at me do it. And I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like,
how is Boz enjoying school?
So Boz is still in the morning. Yesterday he cried for the first time with me, which I was like, I'm okay with because we're like a month in. He goes every day, and it wasn't even like a boohoo cry. He was just more so like,
whimpering, like, mom.
Yeah, and he was like, well, I just don't want to go today. And I was like, oh, no, you're going today. So what I really appreciate is the school director, she kind of gave tips on, like, how to walk your child up to school so that, you know, if there is some kind of attachment or issue, that it's just easier to break apart. So Ryder often comes too on the drop-offs in the morning. And Ryder, like, if I ever need to give a prep talk, like, I'm just going to say, hey, Ryder, you got this. Because before I could even say anything, Ryder one day was like, hey, boss, like, have fun at school. Like, you're going to have so much fun playing with your friends. And then she was like, and guess what? We'll be back later. Like, we're going to come pick you up later. And it's like, aww. I think Boz really needed to hear those from a kid. Like, hey, this is what we do. We go to school. Like,
come home.
We play. But guess what? They come back.
Right.
Yeah, Ryder's helped a lot. Yeah,
that's nice.
So it's off, but it's also really cute because Ryder, you know, she tries to break into Boz's school. She's like, what's going on behind that door? Because of with COVID, it's like the door drop offs. And Boz has come with me a few times to pick up Ryder. And he's been like, hey, what's behind that door?
You know, right, like, let me in.
He's like, I see kids, I see grass, like, let me get in. So it's the drop-offs, have actually been very successful. Boss has been really good with his, like, just pickups. And it's kind of funny because every day, like, you know, we do the whole, like, what'd you do today? What'd you learn? Did you do this? Did you do that? What's your friend's names? So, like, for a while, Boss couldn't name any of the kids' names. He didn't know nobody's name. But now he knows names.
Good.
And yeah, I'm really happy with it. I'm actually able to get stuff done during the day. So, like, when he gets out of school, I'm like, hey, let's do activities. Like, let me actually give you my attention.
We made the biggest thing of slime yesterday.
I saw you. I saw that.
So damn big.
Yeah.
So damn big.
It was overwhelming.
What about Parker?
It was overwhelming.
Parker loves school. He's, you know, he loves it. For the first couple of days, I was really, like, protective and, like, let me walk you up, like, just to so you can wash your hands or whatever. But now he's like, no, Mom, just drop me off and I can run. Oh. Right.
Drop me off, I can run?
So, like,
where?
It's like carpool. It's like, so
he doesn't want you to walk him up.
He doesn't want me to park and then walk him up. And so now, and
oh,
I,
that boy is grown, grown.
He's grown, grown. So even like, so like the teachers walk him, like you drop them off and the teacher will walk him to the hand washing station and I just have to go. And I'm like, but are you okay? Did you make it to class? Like, cause he have to walk by himself to class.
Shannon.
I love it.
So Shannon has the separation anxiety.
I have the separation anxiety, but I mean, I feel good now. It's good. Yeah, I have to, they have to scan my phone before he gets in. You have to answer COVID questions and they scan, and if the scan goes by, he's good. Go to school. He is so happy. He makes friends. Like Kyle, I don't know what it is. I'm like, what's your friends' names? Now he has like certain friends. I'm like, can you be friends with everybody?
Because let's not start that issue.
I think also like when you're a kid, like you're not necessarily stuck on like who are you. You're like,
you just play. So Parker's having so much fun. Tomorrow we get to go to it's beach day tomorrow. So I'm really excited about that. He's excited. His school is
Are
really,
you going with him?
I'm gonna go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Aww. So I made it a part to be, I feel like I want to be as much involved as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my dad was really involved when I went to school. He made sure he was like on a lot of the camping trips and just things. So I want to make sure that I'm there and being that active parent.
Yeah.
I think that's really important as a parent. So
love it.
I'm
excited.
So too.
Yeah,
too.
I think it's really exciting. Get to go to beach day tomorrow.
Me too.
Are we done?
Sorry. So you guys want to do one last question what is something that you admire the most about one another?
One another. Do
you want to? Kyle, you go first. You pick that question.
Okay. So I'm going to say Shannon. Well, this kind of goes for both of you. I really love like both of your sense of hard work. Like you guys both get it done in different ways. Shannon, stop playing with your mouth and your tongue. Like you are so distracting today. Oh, as I'm telling you. My sister, she's a hard worker. She's sitting here like, look at my mouth. Watch me do tongue tricks, but not a tongue trick at all. Like, just let tongue me be tricks. Weird. I love y'all.
That was your answer?
No, I was going to say your hard work. I, like, admire your hard work, and I admire your patience with me because I know I am not always the easiest person. She just did it to me.
No, I didn't. Grow up.
It's in the camera.
She said, grow up.
You guys are both really good moms, and I pull a lot of mom strength from you, and I learn a lot from y'all. So.
I think that we're all really good moms.
We are really amazing moms. I learn something from both of you being a mom. So
same here.
I learn from both. I feel like I love that we just learn from each other and we all take each other from pieces. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll learn that.
We cool.
And I admire your strength, both of you. I think you guys are both very strong and your worth ethic is amazing. And I'm happy to do this with you guys.
Me too.
And Cheyenne is asleep.
Yeah, Cheyenne.
I'm not asleep.
Can you just tell us something that you like about us?
Yeah, okay, okay. Shannon's creativity and patience and passion for Parker.
Thank you. Oh my God. They're going to be like, what happened to you guys this week?
All you're doing is laughing.
When I tell you, I'm so out of it, you guys, I'm so
Tell
sorry.
Us something about your sister.
Okay. I really like... I really like you. I like you a lot. I like you so much. I'm crying.
I'm going to punch you.
I think
you're a great mom. I think you're a great aunt. I think you're a great sister. I think... You are a nice person. I wish I was as nice as you. I feel like you come off super nice and bubbly and welcoming and inviting and carefree and spirit free. And this is me. I'm R. And then there's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I wish I was like that, but I'm not that confident in myself. So
I admire that a lot about you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. I gotta pee, so let's do our.
I have to pee too.
Do we have a WTF or advice? I have a WTF. I'll go first. Okay. I was thinking about it the whole time when we were talking about the kids in school, so yeah. I had to keep thinking about it, or else I was gonna lose them and I was gonna be mad. But yesterday, my mom picked Ryder up from school. Or you picked Ryder. My mom and Kyle picked Ryder from school. We picked her up together. And Ryder was really sad. They FaceTimed me. I had a Zoom call, so I couldn't pick her up. Ryder was really sad. She said this boy in her class told her that she was a scaredy cat. And Ryder's talking to me on Zoom about this boy. And, you know, I don't know how to deal with these things yet because I'm still, I feel like, a little immature because I'm like, which boy, Ryder?
Tell him she's ugly.
Tell him he's ugly. Next time he has something to say to you, you tell him he's ugly. And then I thought, I'm like, oh, dang. I'm like, I can't tell her that because Ryder would be the first one to be like, my mom said you're ugly. And then if the school calls me talking about Ryder told the boy he's ugly and Ryder said that's what you said to say, I'd be sitting there like, oh, shit. So.
She can't lie.
I can't lie, so I'm not gonna lie. So that's what happened, though. I was telling Ryder to tell the boy he was ugly, and then so last night Zach, I was having trouble sleeping, so Zach was like, "Eat this." So I ate a little bite, a little itty bitty bite of edible, because you guys know me, I can't do edibles. Your girl will die. So I ate this little itty bitty bite of the edible, and then literally at like 3 a.m. I just start cracking up, and Zach is like, "Why are you laughing?" I tell him the story about what happened that day. And I'm like, what if Ryder goes to school tomorrow and the school calls me? Ryder goes to very uppity school. I'm like, what if they call me and say, like, you know, Miss Floyd, Ryder called so-and-so ugly and she said, like, this is what you said. Like, how am I supposed to handle that, Zach? And we're sitting there laying in the bed cracking up like, we're going to deny it. We're going to say we did not tell Ryder to say that. We don't know where she got that from. But Ryder will be the first one like, Mom, you said.
You told me in the car, remember, right. On FaceTime with exactly, grandma and auntie?
Exactly. So my mom calls me today. We're here filming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my mom calls me today. We're here filming.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, Shy. I'm like, what? She goes, she puts Ryder on the phone. She goes, Ryder, tell your mom what happened with the little boy.
Oh, no, what happened?
Thinking in my head, oh, damn it. Ryder done told the little boy he was ugly. And I'm like, I'm about to be in trouble with this goddamn school. So Ryder goes, okay, Mom. He caught. Oh, so the other thing that we told her was I kind of cleaned it up. Well, I was like, okay, Ryder, I can't sit here and tell you to call a little boy ugly. That's not how we handle things, you know. But I told her, this probably isn't the best advice either. But I said, next time he tells you you're a scaredy cat, say, yeah, I'm scared of your face. Yeah. So
I remember that part too.
So Ryder told me today on FaceTime, Ma, I told him I'm scared of your face and I need him to back up and I need my space from him. I need to relax. I said, oh, did anybody hear you? I'm thinking, am I about to get an email from these damn teachers? But Ryder told me she told the boy.
I love it.
He called her a scaredy cat today and she said, yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared of your face. And she told him that he needed to back up and give her space because she was trying to relax. And I said, okay, Ryder, you did right. You did it. And my mom's in the background like, if you don't stop telling this girl these things, you're going to have to go up to that school. That's my WTF. What if the writer really told the little boy he was ugly and then the school called me, y'all?
Basically, she did.
She said she was scared of his face. This is my thing. You keep picking with my kid.
Oh.
I just don't know how to deal with that. What was I supposed to tell her? Go tell the teacher?
Oh, my gosh.
No. Yeah. Yeah, probably. He probably was supposed to tell the teacher.
He was like, yeah.
You know, I don't like bullies. I hate little mean kids.
I don't either. I've been telling Parker for the longest. I'm like, y'all let people push you around. No. I said, you push them back. Parker said, Mom, but you're teaching me to be mean. I said, he was so mad at me. Aww. So mad at my mom. I don't want to be a mean kid.
I feel like our kids are genuinely really nice.
They're so nice.
I hate when Ryder comes home like, oh, so-and-so told me I smell like dead fish. Your mama smells like dead fish, okay? I'm like, Ryder, clap back.
Your mom is a dead fish.
Like, but Mom, why would he tell me I smell like dead fish? I'm like, my child is too sweet for y'all mean-ass kids.
Man, too sweet, you guys. Too sweet.
All right, that was my WTF.
What's yours? I don't have one. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Bro, you have one, Kyle. You know what yours is.
Today?
Yeah, this crazy lady.
So Ryder has gymnastics today at 3:15. And
I told Kyle, you need to sign Boz up.
She called me earlier and was like, little ninjas. Get Boz and little ninjas.
So they can go at the same time. Yes. So then, because Boz has a really hard time watching Ryder.
So,
oh, got it.
Little ninjas is 3 and up, right? Boz is still 2. So I was trying to call. No one was picking up, and I literally called for like 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. just like ring, 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 ring. So then I finally sent in an email and asking them, like, you know, gave them the situation. I was like, oh, I feel like a terrible parent. Like, whoop, whoop, whoop. We do pickups together. I'm trying to see if I can get my son in this, like, you know, little ninja class. And the lady was like, oh, unfortunately, your son is just too young to be in the little ninja class. You know, he's 2 years and 9 months. He has to be 3 years.
But Boz already has a profile with
Boz
them.
Already has a profile because when he was a baby, we actually, like, I went and took him to a class there. So then, like, I went and made a new account and put in a different birthday, and I enrolled for the class. And
she texts me talking about, should I just change his age on the account? And I'm sitting there like,
Cheyenne was like, you should have lied from the start.
I'm like, you should have lied from the beginning. Like, you can't change it now. They're going to know, crazy.
They're going to be like, what?
Right. Like, you should have, if you wanted to lie, you should have did that from the very start of creating the profile.
Y'all, I used to lie a lot as a kid. So as an adult, I'm really trying to be better as a human.
No.
So I went and made a new account and put a different age. And then I enrolled him into the class. But it didn't charge me anything. And
so I was so confused.
I called Cheyenne. I was like, so, like, it enrolled him in the class, but, like, it didn't charge me anything, put a card on file and everything. And then
she's,
I got,
like,
a call
back. You
think
back. I got caught?
Wait. No, as I'm on the phone with Cheyenne, I get a call from an unknown number. And they called me earlier from an unknown number. And I was like, oh, shit, they on to me. And I was honestly, like, my mom and Dave were taking the kids to gymnastics. I was going to let them, like, figure it out. Man, the lady called. She's like, hi, Miss Floyd. It's Jade again.
Same lady.
She was like, you know what? I know we spoke earlier. And I was like, damn.
Yes, got caught.
She said, I know I told you that your son is too young.
Yeah. She was like, unfortunately, I can't do anything. She's like, but I did put a request in, because there's no 2-year-old classes at that time at all during the week. All the 2-year-old classes are like 9:30, 10:30, 1:15. I'm like, my kid's in school, yo. So, I didn't say it like that. But she was like, I did put a request in with the school director or the gym director, blah, blah, blah. But she was like, unfortunately, I just can't make any exceptions for your kid. But she said, but I do like that you shot your shot. She said, I have a 2-year-old.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.